The Lowdown. Audio downloads for life. The Lowdown. Business Etiquette Japan. Written by Pernilla Rudlin and Rochelle Kopp and presented by Trevor White and Lorelei King.
Welcome to Business Etiquette Japan. In an easy-to-use Q&A format, we're going to give you the lowdown on how to do business with the Japanese, using cultural and social know-how to get the best results. Now, this isn't a tourist guide, and it's not an explanation of how Japan came to play such a prominent role in the world economy. It's a quick and easy teach-in for people who are doing business with the Japanese and who want to build successful working relationships with them. Although we'll include some cultural and historical background, our main focus will be the practical things you need to know, what to do and what to avoid. There are some important rules to follow in order to avoid causing offense and to ensure that things go smoothly. Despite what some would have you believe, there's nothing particularly mysterious or complicated about doing business with the Japanese. However, there are some differences from Western protocol and some sensitivities that you need to be aware of. First, we'll talk about Japanese communication style and how Japanese build relationships. This is really the foundation for understanding what's important to the Japanese when working with others. We'll answer questions such as, how do I tell if a yes is a yes? And how do I disagree without offending? We'll discuss how to prepare for your trip to Japan, what to bring, what to wear, and what to do ahead of time. We'll also discuss how to handle those important first few moments when you meet the Japanese for the first time, so that you make a good first impression. This will include information about the important business card exchange ritual. Meetings and decision-making are key places where Japanese business behavior is quite different from the West, so we'll talk about what to expect there. You're likely to be doing a lot of social...